From a 30-year career in front of and behind the microphone, hello, I'm Peter Stewart. Tips and hints and tricks and techniques to help you with voiceovers, broadcasting, podcasting, whether it be for radio or TV, or maybe it's YouTube, or maybe TikToks, or you're on stage or in front of a class or up in a pulpit. All of these bits and pieces of advice every single day, drip feeding to you. So hopefully you can pick up a whole load of tips from my experience on Twitter. I'm Tweeter Stewart. Thanks for listening. Vocal fold hemorrhage. Continued talking, because we're talking about overuse of your voices and also vocal rest as well. So continued talking may lead to vocal nodules. Not nice. These can appear on your vocal folds. They're common with loud, tense, constant talkers. Polyps, incidentally, you've probably heard of nodules, you've probably heard of polyps as well. Polyps are similar to nodules, but usually occurring after a single cough or a single shout rather than a long-term series of abuse. And it happens when the folds hemorrhage. Ooh, makes me squirm just to think about it. Know your body. If your body is hurting, even a sore throat, stop. It's a sign that something is not quite right. Speaking when you're hoarse, or worse still, shouting to deliberately make yourself hoarse. Yeah, some people do this to try and get a lower voice. Can be very dangerous in itself and can permanently damage your vocal folds. Tomorrow, help! I'm getting a cold! What to do? First aid advice tomorrow on the way as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.